Hello, everybody. Welcome to the last episode of the 2019 Buffalo Bills season. This is the Bills Wire podcast presented to you by USA Today, SMG, and my name is Matt Johnson, your host. Unfortunately, this is it. Yeah, this is it. The Buffalo Bills just lost a very winnable game against the Houston Texans. 22-19, they fell. It was hard to watch. It was frustrating. It was. I'm not going to say that I'm a diehard Buffalo Bills fan, but to watch it end the way that it did today, it was pretty unfortunate, especially losing the way that they did. Bills had a 16-0 lead going into the, they were in the third quarter, 16-0 lead, and then Houston just rallied back as they have been. That's kind of been their strength all year. They're not one of those teams you got to play all four quarters. And the Bills' playing calling just got way, way too conservative. Way too conservative. They should have just kept going. You could see Allen. Allen was a completely different quarterback in the second half. He was just, it's frustrating. It's bad, and I feel for, you diehards who either A, travel down to Houston for it, or, just B, just flat out, you live for this. You live for the Buffalo Bills. There's no way. There's no way that the Bills lose this game. There's no way. I really did believe. Houston is not a stellar, great team by any means. By any means. Deshaun Watson is, he's talented, but with all the injuries surrounding him, their hodgepodge of running backs that aren't really superstars, there's no way that Buffalo should have lost this game. The defense, they got a good rush defense, but the secondary is, nothing really special over the top, so I thought this was a shoe-in. I thought with all the Buffalo fans traveling down, it would help them out a little bit, but it just was not to be. I, for one, am excited at the idea of Brian Daboll not being a part of the team next year, whether he's a head coach and, whether he's a head coach next year. I know they're saying Cleveland wants to interview him for their head coach. I'm not impressed. The first drive was spectacular. It's really, really fun to watch. This team marched down the field, and they surprised me. That was probably easily their best drive of the season, marching down. Josh Allen, big 40-yard run, and then the little trick play pass touchdown reception that Josh Allen had. I was like, this is cool. Let's see if they can keep this up. They had a couple good drives after that, but in other words, they were just playing keep away. And you can't do that. You can't do that in the playoffs. And I don't necessarily mean keep away in the respect that they were just trying to run the clock out, being up 16 points in the third quarter. But they just weren't. You could tell that they weren't themselves, is basically what I'm trying to say. They kept feeding Singletary. That was fine and dandy. The pass plays were, erotic. And, long balls, Josh Allen overthrowing short-range passes. Come on. And Houston rallied back. They made him pay for it. And, unfortunately, it's a stain on the end of a very, very good. It was a good season, honestly. Looking at it from an unbiased viewpoint, there were a lot of people that did not expect the Buffalo Bills to be in the postseason this year. There really weren't. Some things fell their way, obviously, but a 10-6 season, the first 10-win season for quite some time, to make it to the playoffs and push Houston to overtime, I gotta be honest. Optimism. You should be. Was this team talented enough to win the Super Bowl? probably not, let alone get out of the AFC. Probably not just yet, but this team is so young. And you get Buffalo fans, you have a great general manager and you have a great head coach. You know, the sky is really truly the limit. Obviously, things are going to get tougher. Next year, a little bit tougher strength of schedule, finished in second. And you know whatnot, but this is a good, solid, young team that I believe can do, you know, big things going forward as long as all the pieces stay in play. But got to be optimistic. You really do. I mean, going back to my point of nobody expecting it, the AFC looked really, really strong heading into the season. And I'm not saying it's going to be a bad front currently, but, you know, just a lot of things went their way. Pittsburgh was expected to be a contender. Cleveland was expected to be a contender. Indianapolis was expected to be a contender. You know, obviously we know the Patriots, Kansas City, the Chargers were expected to do good things. You know, and yeah, I mean, it's really good to see though that Buffalo made that push and they took advantage of a schedule that, you know, was laid out in front of them, and they made the most of it. But regardless, let's get into the stats for today. So Josh Allen was 24 of 46, 264 yards passing, no touchdowns and no interceptions. I did want to note, like, he threw up. Obviously, when you're coming from behind, you got to heave the ball up a lot, but like. Overtime, they didn't give it to Devin Singletary at all, and that bugged me a bunch, but that's a story. We'll get into that a little bit later. John Brown had the touchdown pass to Josh Allen, a 16-yard touchdown pass. Josh Allen also led rushing. 9 attempts, 92 yards for him. But Devin Singletary, definitely the I would definitely say Singletary is the star of this game. Undoubtedly so. He 58 yards on the ground. And he Singletary also led receivers with 6 catches and 76 yards. Devin Singletary really pushed the game. It was a relatively quiet game from, you know, like Cole Beasley. Duke Williams had some big plays, but I mean, I'm just looking at the catch to target, you know, rate. It's not good, not good at all. And it could be placed on the receiver, balls hitting hands and not just staying, or just Josh Allen inaccuracy issues. There's so much that comes into that. I mean, looking at the receivers, John Brown was 4 for 8, 4 catches for 8 targets. Duke Williams, 4 catches for 10 targets. Beasley, 4 to 5, not too bad. Those are guys who really got to push the pace, extend drives, and do so much more, and they just unfortunately could not. And then Josh, I do gotta acknowledge this. This was so dumb, and luckily it went out of bounds. But that running play where he's scrambling and he's doing fine. I think he was heading into it was like the final drive of the fourth quarter, and they're trying to tie it up. And he runs and he just throws the ball away. What is that? What is that? There's still a whole minute left. Team's doing fine. He could have legit just threw the game away. Just threw the game away. And what it gave every single Josh Allen hater all the fuel that they would have needed to try and run him out of Buffalo as best as they could. It really would have. That was questionable. That's a rookie mistake right there. But I get it. He was trying to, you know, tack on some yards, steal the game, but you just don't do that. You protect the ball going, you know, with still a minute left, and your team's in field goal range, essentially. So that was really questionable about that. But on the Texan side of things, Deshaun Watson, 20 of 25, 247 passing yards and 1 pass touchdown. This Texans team was pretty much fueled by Deshaun Watson. And what I mean by that was things really weren't happening. DeAndre Hopkins wasn't having a great game. You know, until the second half, that they couldn't get a rush. The rushing yards weren't very good. Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson couldn't get anything going. And Deshaun Watson, I mean, by the end of the game, I think he got sacked 6 or 7 times. He just started putting his body on the line, and Houston rallied behind him. So, I mean, not superior stats or anything, but it was all the motivation that Houston needed. But Watson did lead the rushing. He had 55 yards on the ground as well with one rushing touchdown. He has a really good scrambling ability that I never really truly realized before. And it kind of, you know what it reminded me of? It's kind of a crap memory, but a couple years ago when Buffalo played Jacksonville in the first round of the playoffs, wild card round, and Blake Bortles ran all over the Bills defense. Like, they were keeping it competitive and this and that, but Blake Bortles just scrambled all over him, extending drives and making it. It kind of reminded me of that. It really did, because, you know, yeah, Watson's a really good passer. He really is. But he was able to extend, you know, make things happen with his feet, and that goes a very long way when you're a quarterback, you know, especially if your team can't get anything going. Josh Allen was really good. He is good at that. He did really well in that last year. When his offensive line couldn't protect him and he had nobody to throw to, he could make plays with his feet and extend the drives. So, but Hopkins did have a, like I said, better back half of the game. In total, 6 catches, 90 yards for him. Kenny Stills, 4 catches, 46 yards, was second. And then Carlos Hyde had a receiving touchdown after blowing another potential receiving touchdown. But team stats, Buffalo, they had total yards over Houston, 425 to 360. More passing yards, 253 to 219. More rushing yards, 172 to 141. Both teams fumbled. Nobody threw any interceptions, which was a good thing. But, it was just time of possession was very, very relatively even. 36-25 for Houston and 35-15 for Buffalo. And then penalties, Buffalo had 7 to Houston's 4. You know, that's been a thing I've been, like, debating with people online all day and, you know, about the penalty issues. There are so many plays in a game, you know. Just stop blaming the refs. You know, every time, yeah, was there some questionable stuff? Yes. Was there some bad, you know, plays at bad setbacks in crucial times? Yes. But you can't blame the refs when there was a ton of other plays, ton of other opportunities to put the game away. Buffalo had a 16-point lead and then let 19 unanswered points happen. Can't blame the refs in that respect. Can't blame the refs. I don't even blame the defense, to be honest with you. I really don't. I blame the offense. I blame the offense for not being able to extend drives. I blame the offense for not being able to move the chains, not scoring points when need be, you know, touchdowns over field goals all day, all day. But I do wish they would have fed Devin Singletary more. I think that might come back to, obviously did haunt them a little bit. Like in overtime, he didn't rush the ball at all. Then you can slow the clock down, you know, use him. Singletary is so, so good, so elusive. And I'm excited to see his future here. I really, truly am. He is a absolute stud, and the Bills got it, you know, very fortunate with him. Obviously, they knew what they were doing when they canned LeSean McCoy to, you know, kind of keep him and Frank Gore around. And I think Singletary is going to be he's a legitimate, you know, catch typing running back that you really need to succeed in the NFL these days. But yeah, that's kind of what I got for today's episode. You know, obviously with the draft and so much more, there still will be episodes, but as far as like game reviews, obviously this is unfortunately the end. Just Bills fans, hold your head high. Seriously. It stinks. It's a crap feeling. I know. Haven't won a playoff game since 95, I think the stat was, but you know, it's good to be ahead in a rebuild, and I think the Bills were truly ahead in in this rebuild that Brandon Bean and McDermott have organized. I really do. I did to make the postseason, you know, the very first year. You know, obviously last year with Josh, there was some growth and all that. But this year to be one of the top, I mean, think of it, one of the top 12 teams in the entire NFL. And it's tough to win. You ask any of those players, it is very tough to win. It doesn't matter if you're playing against the Cincinnati Bengals or the New England Patriots. The NFL, it is very, very tough to win. But the Bills did it really good. And, yeah, be excited for the future. Be excited for the future. You know, obviously there's going to be some pieces moving around. You know, like Lorenzo Alexander is retiring, and unfortunately, you know, we couldn't give him a happy send-off. But every reason to be optimistic. It really is. Yeah, good young team. Josh improved. You know, Josh really, he impressed me this year. Obviously some rookie stuff. Bad, some accuracy issues, this and that. But, you know, he's trending upward where Baker Mayfield is trending downward. So that's a good sign for the Bills. Usually there's that sophomore slump, it hits pretty hard. But Josh improved and he did what he had to do. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to his future, but that's all I got for today. You know, just if you're flying back from Houston, please, you know, flying back, driving back, whatever you do, just get home safe. You know, Bills pride, that's, you know, just hold on to it. But that's it for me. I will talk to you guys when there's something newsworthy. We'll be back later on with the Bills Wire Podcast. Take care.